NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And I'm joined today by our wonderful producer, Brittany Cronin. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Stacey.
And Brittany, you are joining us today because you have been following up with someone we spoke with earlier this year, the owner of a small business.
Yeah, Daniela Stromberg. She's the owner of Demai Urban Spa in Brooklyn, New York. She's had the place for years. When she opened back in 2004, Daniela wanted to create a little oasis where you could come in, kick back, and, you know, treat yourself.
Yeah, spa.
Yeah, exactly. So she offered massages, facials, acupuncture. And over the years, she developed a little community. Most of her customers were regulars, and many of her workers had been with her for more than a decade.
Yeah, and when we talked to Daniela back in June, her spa was temporarily closed under New York shutdown orders. And Daniela suspected it would be months before she could open again, and she was starting to worry about whether or not her spa would survive.
I kept waiting for our government to make a plan. I kept listening to the news thinking, oh my God, they're not going to make a plan. What am I going to do?
What am I going to do? That is the question that business owners around the country have been asking themselves for almost a year now. And it is not just business owners. Landlords, banks, they've been suffering too. And all of this is threatening the entire economy.
Today on the show, small businesses, rent, and the road to bankruptcy. We find out what happened to Daniela's day spa and what the small business rent crisis could mean for an economic recovery.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Fundrise. Fundrise makes it easy for anyone to invest in high-quality real estate by building you a portfolio with their more than $1 billion in assets. Get started at fundrise.com/indicator to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Checkout.com, the online payment solution for e-commerce businesses of all sizes. There's no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to constructing the perfect payment funnel for your business. Checkout.com's end-to-end payment platform simplifies the payment process and gives you insights so you can optimize your customer experience and get more out of every transaction. Download their free white paper report and learn how you can generate more growth at checkout.com/indicator.
After closing her spa in March, Daniela Stromberg went looking for help anywhere she could find it. She applied for one of the PPP loans from the government, and she was approved.
But those loans helped businesses cover payroll. And Daniela didn't just have payroll to worry about. She also had to pay rent, around $28,000 a month.
I'm a day spa. I'm utterly vulnerable. So how would I then pay the full rent?
Daniela turned to the one person who could really help her solve her rent problem, her landlord. She says she needed two things from him.
I needed an exit strategy. I wanted to be able to give him 3 months' notice should this not be working. I needed reduced rent based on my ability to do business. So the reduced rent was tied into my reduced revenues.
The negotiation with her landlord was not easy. Daniela says they went back and forth for months.
Then, in July, Daniela caught a break. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that New York City would enter phase 3 of reopening, which meant that personal care services like nail salons, tattoo parlors, and spas could reopen.
Our phones were ringing from the day the city said go. It was amazing.
Daniela was thrilled. She was finally able to bring back some of her staff.
And she got to work on new safety protocols, daily temperature checks, goggles, masks, and face shields. She invested in a new air filtration system and UV sanitizing lights. Demai was open for business.
We were the neighborhood spa, and we had been there for 18 years. We had real relationships with our clients. And most of my team had been with me more than 15 years. So, you know, people were happy we were open again.
Demai was completely booked. To try to accommodate as many customers as possible, Daniela and her staff started coming early, staying late.
But the numbers just weren't adding up. Daniela could only open 2 of her 7 treatment rooms because of social distancing, and she could only offer her low-dollar services.
Yes, like massages. So a 1-hour massage costs around $150. Not bad for Daniela.
But also, that wasn't anywhere close to as profitable as a facial. A facial might bring in $350 for that same hour. Only problem was, facials were still prohibited by the state. So even after reopening, Daniela's revenues were down 70% from the previous year.
And then in September, Daniela received a final offer from her landlord. It was 2 months of half-off rent, and if she wanted an additional month at 50% off, she would have to sign 5 more years onto her lease. Daniela was stunned. She was dealing with so much uncertainty. She had no idea where things would be in 2 months. She felt like there was no way she could sign this lease.
What does 2 months mean? What's the relevance of that? What did he think was happening in 2 months? Like, that's just magic thinking. Like, it meant nothing.
This was it. Daniela was at the end of her rope. She told her landlord she would be out by the end of the month. And then she called each of her 34 employees.
I said, this is really hard. I'm very sorry. I feel like I thought I was going to win, and I didn't want to let anybody down, but I lost my fight with the landlord, and we're ending services on the 15th.
Daniela's spa is one of more than 100,000 small businesses estimated to have closed this year.
When a business closes, it's still on the hook for the money it owes. Some business owners, like Daniela, file for bankruptcy as a way to deal with their outstanding debts.
Kate Waldock is an economist who specializes in corporate bankruptcy. She says when a business closes, it sets off a chain of reactions that ripples through the economy. First, the business owner stops paying their landlord.
Then the landlord isn't making any money. And chances are, you know, since we're still in the middle of the pandemic, it's really bad right now. They probably can't lease that space to a new tenant. And so it's probably sitting empty. And so all of a sudden, the landlord can't make mortgage payments to the bank.
And then the bank is in trouble, says Kate, because it was counting on money coming in from the small business and from the landlord.
And when businesses and landlords default, that means that that's money that the bank was expecting to make that it's not making. And so the value of the bank goes down, and the cash that it was hoping to take in and then relend to another business or another landlord or another homeowner, it can't relend that money.
Kate says the result is that there's less credit to help businesses grow in the future. She worries all of these recent bankruptcies will result in a serious recession, the likes of which we haven't yet begun to see.
When the virus is finally under control and businesses can start reopening again, Kate says it will take a lot of cash to jumpstart the economy. And she's worried that the banks just will not have that cash to lend, or even if they do, that they'll be skittish about lending it.
Of course, the government may step in here and flood the economy with stimulus. Kate says that could help.
In fact, right now, Congress is debating just how much support to give to small businesses in its next relief plan.
But for Daniela Stromberg, it's just too late.
All I needed was rent relief. That's it. So, I mean, this never had to happen. That's it. This never had to happen.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Nick Fountain. It was fact-checked by Sean Saldana. Our editor is Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.